It seems like almost yesterday that southeast Missouri and southern Illinois experienced an unusually hot and dry summer. The year was 1867. Rainfall remained scarce into the autumn, temperatures high, humidity low, and the landscape turned brown and crunchy. By mid-November, a higher-than-usual number of hunters took to the woods and dry wetlands in pursuit of animals to sustain families through the winter. This resulted in an increased number of campfires, and on November 18, a weather front passed through with warm and steady winds. By the evening of November 19, a heavy cloud of smoke covered all of southeast Missouri and southern Illinois. A Caro, Illinois newspaper reported that a sweeping, surging flame is spreading over hundreds of miles of our territory, and dense, heavy, stifling smoke like a pall have settled upon the country. Along the North-South Illinois Central Railroad, the heavy layer of smoke was said to be more than 100 miles wide. A journalist wrote that the sight is one of awful grandeur, with a gleaming mantle of fire sweeping over the land. The dry wetlands of southeast Missouri were a mass of flame and balk of fire. The Illinois newspaper reported that Caro was enveloped in smoke, navigation of the rivers rendered perilous, and eyes and lungs significantly affected. The paper concluded that while the burning of the woods is a regular event in the area, this great tornado of fire dwarfs our former burnings in comparison. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.